Welcome to your stop practice. This is a practice for when we feel stressed and reactive. It's a stopgap for reactivity, to give us a little space to collect and ground ourselves before responding. It can be really helpful to rehearse this before we need it, so that when we are faced with a difficult situation, it's easier to call up in that moment. So to rehearse this now, I encourage you to find a place where you will be undisturbed for the next 5 minutes. Feel free to lie down or be in a comfortable position, to close your eyes or keep them open. Doing this in a relaxed way will help support the learning process. Knowing that, of course, during a stressful moment, you may not be able to lie down or close your eyes. But you can still do this as we learn and rehearse. And the stop process is for any time, anywhere. The first step is the S, the stop. When feeling stressed or faced with a challenging situation, it's to stop. You might imagine a stop sign, perhaps choosing a color and a font that is most inviting and meaningful for you. Or you might simply just say the word, stop, in a firm and caring way. Or there may be other words that signal to you a moment to pause and take a moment. The second step is to take a breath. This will start the process of stabilizing the nervous system, of communicating to you that you are safe and it's okay. If the breath isn't comfortable for you, take notice of your feet firmly on the floor. Sense how they are anchored in the ground beneath you. The third step is observe. Observing with an open mind, trying to let go of any preconceptions of what you might find. Observe as if all this were new, our beginner's mind. You might like to imagine you're observing yourself as an actor on the stage. What can you see? How are you acting? You might observe your mind, your thoughts that are perhaps making assumptions, dramatizing or minimizing the stress, the narrative of the experience you're going through. Or you might notice the tone of your experience as tired, full, buzzing, awake. You can also observe your emotional self. Is there a neutral, positive, or negative tone? Are there more than one emotion there? Calm, content, low, flat, wary, anxious, enthusiastic, joyful. Observe your emotional experience, putting words to that experience. And lastly, you could observe your body, noticing any areas of quiet and calm or any areas of niggle, pain or discomfort. The final and fourth step is proceed positively or proceed mindfully. To do this, it can be helpful to consider what you might need to proceed with the most compassion. Compassion responding to the stress and the challenge that you're facing. There may be things you would like to do through your thoughts, and this is the head. You might like to write out your thoughts to disrupt rumination, to write them out to settle or calm thoughts, to discover kind words, perhaps even friendliness or encouragement, to take the heat out of the mind, or perhaps to let thoughts go. Or you might need to soothe the body, you might need a heart-focused activity. You might need to soothe the senses, to feel reconnected, to feel re-embodied. You may do this by placing a gentle hand on a part of your body that's perhaps activated or in pain. allowing the warmth and the firmness of your hand seep into the body. You might like to allow your muscles to be at ease. You may release the tension in your facial muscles. You might even softly smile to signal to your body that you're on your side, that you've got this. Or you might need to get doing to be proactive, and this is the hand activities. You might feel like what you really need is a practice of self-care, something really nourishing. You might need to stretch your body, to go for a walk, to find a peaceful place in nature, or to call someone to connect. This is the taking action. So they are the four steps in our stop process. Stop, take a breath, or take a moment to ground, observe with an open mind, and proceed positively through a head, heart, or hand activity.